Hello everybody, welcome once more to Textiles of the World, a podcast that is dedicated to the history, importance, and beauty of textiles around the world. Today's episode takes us back to the 1900s in the Peruvian highlands. We travel to the Lake Titicaca Island, Taquila, a place popular for its traditional textiles, hand-woven by Quechua women. The textile industry in the Andes has changed as new synthetic fibers and dyes arrived, coupled by an increasing demand of colorful Andean textiles due to globalization and tourism. But prior to this, women would use looms to weave with natural fibers such as sheep wool, alpaca wool, and even women's hair. One of these looms rests at UBC's Museum of Anthropology in Vancouver. It is an underbelt loom, originally donated by Gonzalo Yucra Hualta, a Quechua from Taquile in the 1950s. And it was a family-owned loom, which means that the family will use this loom to weave underbelts for the whole family. It is a horizontal piece of about 100 centimeters by 30 centimeters, the size of a desk. And on this piece, an unfinished underbelt was in progress. So you can see the different layers and the materials used for the underbelt. The use of women's hair is actually quite interesting because it shows the partitions between humans and nature are blurred, almost non-existent. You have paca, sheep, and also synthetic fabrics in this piece, but women's hair is also one of the materials. In addition to this blurred division between human and nature, the name of the clothing piece produced in this loom is also quite interesting because it tells about the culture. Now, let's explore together